MLM Nation, episode 753.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
Hey, MLM Nation, get my latest tool for free. It's my online recruiting playbook. It gives you step-by-step instructions and proven scripts that help you with social media recruiting and help you grow your team and get new customers. It's free. Just head over to mlnation.com/playbook. MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan. I'm fired up to bring our special guest today, Jasper Clarina. Hey, Jasper, are you ready to make it happen?
Oh, yeah, let's get it on. I'm excited.
Jasper Clarina was an operations manager of a family-owned restaurant before he got started in network marketing about 10 years ago. Today, he's one of the top income earners in the Philippines for his company and is a multiple six-figure earner. Jasper credits his success to his mindset and ability to bounce back after negativity and challenges. So, Jasper, I've given MLM Nation a brief intro. But please take us back to 10 years ago. How did you? What were you doing? I know you were operating a restaurant, but how did you discover and why did you join network marketing?
I was invited to a company, so I went to this to their office. So I saw this first time. I hear about the leveraging, and I'm into business because my family is into business, but I've never seen anything like this opportunity. So from then on, I fell in love with the industry and the profession.
So I've been to the Philippines many times. So there's a lot of negativity towards MLM in the Philippines. Mm. And just like in any country, right? So when you saw that presentation, you were not negative at all? You were open-minded?
Yeah, I think I was. Because I was raised really to become entrepreneur, because you know, as a child, I grew up, I see my parents really doing business, and so I have this mindset even when I was a student that it's really good to have a business. So when I've heard about the MLM, it's about business that you can earn this much with no ceiling. So I was really open to that.
Well, what made MLM more attractive than the traditional business? Because you come from a traditional business background, and there's some traditional business owners, they look down on MLM, saying that's not a real business. But what made you attracted to MLM?
There are a lot of things. One is if you're a simple person with no background or no capital at all, because in traditional business, you really have to have a big capital. And it's not really like that. Most of the people, they only knew that, you know, to have a business is just to have capital. Is when you have capital, you can already open business. That's true in a way, but it's really hard to have a traditional business because capital is just a start. And like us in our family, we have a restaurant business. So before you open it, you have to, you know, aside from big capital, you have to compute the ROI and all of that. So most of the time, my brothers and sisters, every time we open a branch, let's say, so we computed the ROI. It's like, you know, 3 to 5 years will be getting the ROI. But, you know, you computed that in a way that if the business goes, you know, goes right, but what if it's not? And most of the people are not really trained into that. You know, you really have to have that capacity to not just to have the money for the capital, but to handle people. People is the hardest way when it comes to business. And in network marketing, aside from little capital, the opportunity to grow it like internationally is so big. I remember when I was still involved in the family business, my dream really was to open in other countries. I was young back then, and as I, you know, as I learn more about the business, I understand that it's not really that easy to go that way. So when I saw that opportunity in network marketing, I was like, oh my God, this is really a different ball game. Anybody can win regardless of your background. And what I really love about the profession, network marketing, is really the training. It's really about leadership, how to handle. So they prepare you to be like how to become real entrepreneur even before you you get the results. So I like that. I like that.
In terms of leadership, since you've been in the profession for 10 years, what is your proudest mm-hmm. moment in network marketing?
I posted like some of our results. Like, I don't remember exactly if it was a travel incentive or me getting a trophy in a big stage. And my dad, he commented on that post and he was like, I'm proud of you, little boy. He called me little boy because my parents really were not into network marketing. In fact, they are against it because like they say, you know, Jasper, what you're doing, we already have a business. We built this for more than 20 years. This is for you guys. This is for you and your brother. So why do that? Why do network marketing? So they don't really understand. They have the bad experience, so I don't blame them. But so it's really not easy to do network marketing if, you know, the people around you, especially the your loved ones, is not there to support you. So, but, you know, having the results and seeing them that happy, and now they're so proud. In fact, they are now very supportive of me doing network marketing. They love what I'm doing right now. I think that's the proudest moment because I really want to make them proud of what I'm doing.
That is awesome. So when you got started, you say you joined right away. How did you do? Were you successful right away or did you struggle a little bit 10 years ago?
No, I have no results, always struggling. I didn't even earn. But I remember, even though I quit doing my first company back then, it's still it's so clear to me how leveraging in network marketing, how good really the opportunity is. So I told people that even though I did not earn from my first or second or third company, it was really a game changing for me, a life changing for me. It the way I look, you know, I look at the world and I look at the opportunity and the business, it really changed my mindset. So I think every process, my experience really taught me well and made me where I am right now. So, yeah.
So you struggled for a couple companies for many years. How many years you said you struggled and earned no money?
Maybe the first 3 years, I would say.
3 years. And then
yeah.
What was the turning point or aha moment where all of a sudden you got it?
I think it was when I treated it like a real big business. Because, you know, I was young back then, so it was more like, a part-time attitude. You know, sometimes I'll do this, sometimes I'm not. So maybe I would earn, but not that big. So I'll be happy with just a small earning. So I didn't really treat it like the way I treated our traditional business. So I think it really changed when I really decided, like, you know, this is really serious one. This is a big business. So I have to treat it like big business. because if I treat it small, you know, all my prospect will also treat it as small. So, but I treat it like this is really a big business, you know. I know that people will also start to treat it like a really big business.
What changed? What made you start treating it like a big business?
I think I'm more mature then, and because I have more experience in the traditional business. So in my mind, I was really comparing, like, if I take the network marketing more seriously, I know I can make more. I can make more, really, you know, sky is really the limit. Even in, I know it's also in traditional business, but it's really hard to scale in a traditional business. Unlike in network marketing, you know, it's more, I think it's more easy to scale up as yeah. long as you continue to learn it. And if you're in a company, make sure you really understand the mechanics, like the comp plan, you know, study it well. And, you know, and just execute.
Yeah. It's definitely much harder to scale, especially in the restaurant business. There's a lot more risk in scaling, right? As opposed to network marketing, scaling is more about just more recruiting and finding your leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Developing. Yeah. That's way easier.
And I think in traditional business, the more your business grows, the more it's harder to handle. Unlike in network marketing, the more it grows, the more it becomes easier.
Definitely. You said your parents were, you know, very disappointed in you. And there's a lot of pressure. They said they built this family business for you and now you don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you deal with that negativity? How did you keep going? Because that's a lot of pressure and negativity, especially if you failed for like 3 years and made no money.
I think it was so clear to me when I saw the opportunity, like me and my wife, I was married already that time. And me and my wife was also really into business and network marketing. So both of us, we really saw the opportunity and, you know, we want to take it to the higher level. So we were so clear of what they were going to do. So I think that's why, even though my parents and some of my loved ones was against it, it doesn't really matter at all. So I just said my parents, okay, if you don't want to help me with this, can you just, you know, help me by just letting me do it? Even though you don't want to support me, just let me do it. Just give me some time to do it.
Yeah, and you said you were clear on what you wanted to do. How do you get the clarity of vision and staying focused despite all the distractions, especially now today, right? In 2023, so many distractions. How do you get that clear focus for your vision?
I think it was when I saw people winning, earning, and they are not really business people, but they are, you know, they're making it. So I was really challenged by that. I told myself, if they can do it, I know I can do it even more, because I think I have more right mindset when it comes to handling people and pressure. So if they can do it, I saw them. It was so easy for them, you know. You just go to office, bring people, talk to them, present it. And I even saw them present like with low energy. Not that high energy, but they're getting results. So I was like, I can do that, you know, better than that. So I think it was that's really made everything clear, that it really excites me and my wife as well, that, you know, both of us was really, she was asking me. She also asked me, I remember eye to eye. She was asking me, do you think we can do it? And I was like, I was so clear and so quick in my answer. I was, yeah, of course we can do this. Do you think we can do this? And she was like, of course we can do this. So we are both really aligned. So I think having a partner like that, when you're both aligned, you're you know, none of us really we're really aligned, both one in getting the results in one direction. So I think it helps a lot in getting the success faster.
Even though you had no success for 3 years, you're still able to stay focused and believe you can do it.
Yeah, because I believe in the industry. Even though I did not earn on the first company, I still do believe that, you know, it really can work. I just have to learn it more. I know there's something missing. Just I just need to know it.
So you basically borrowed the belief of other people, and you borrowed the belief from the industry, even though you yourself weren't successful. And
yeah,
those beliefs help you get going.
Yeah, I think so. You know, beliefs is so important in our business. If you have that, that's the first ingredients, in my opinion. So if you don't believe in what you're doing, so you cannot make it. Because, you know, simple challenges will make you quit so easily if you don't believe what you're doing. You don't see the direction of the vision of where you're going.
What was a moment where things really took off from you? From having some success to boom, your team really started growing.
Mm-hmm. I think my first big aha moment, I have lots of aha moments until up to now. So it never stops, because every time you have aha moments, it's a good sign that you're into the next level. So, but I think the one of the first biggest aha moment that I have that made me have success in this business is knowing that it's all about leadership. I still remember it was really you, Simon, in a short, I think the company has a short video of like a travel, and you know, they have a clip and you were there. I remember you saying network is all about leadership. I don't know if you remember that one. It was you, the one who said that network is about leadership. At first, it didn't really sink into me because I was new then. So, but after a while, it came back to me that I finally realized, oh my God, it's really about leadership. Because I was really observing people, and I saw the one who's really, you know, on the top of the top. I observed them. They're really leaders. They're not followers. So that's when I realized I have to step up and to become a leader, you know. It's really a game changer, because, you know, my upline was already quit. It's funny because if you talk to a lot of top network marketers, most of them, I think 100%, their uplines are all gone. So it's a good thing, actually, because it will make you, like, you know, to step up, because you're not depending on anybody. So because at the end of the day, the business is really from you down the line. So that's why I think most people, they succeed regardless if there's an upline or not. Because success is not really depending on other people. It's really about you being a leader.
So I don't remember that video, but I did remember I said that many times. It's about leadership.
I think I'll, when I get the clip, I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me, yes. So how do you be a leader? What are a couple of things of leadership? What are some things? What are some qualities of a leader or characteristics of a leader?
I think it's, you know, showing them the direction consistently, showing them the vision. I remember when we were starting with the company I am currently now with. So we have really, really big challenges, you know, from the start. Products are not coming in. So most of the people were like, is this a scam? Is this a scam? So, you know, even some of my people that I consider leaders, they were also you know, they're breaking. So I think that was the time I really step up and I stay calm. I told them, guys, you know this is really a real company, right? So I go on a different way. I stay calm. I show them what to do. I keep on, you know, it's really the hardest thing is keep on telling or keep on showing people that, you know, the goal is right there, even though you don't see it yet. Yeah. We just have to keep on moving because, you know, there will come a point in time we're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So that's, I think that's the role of the leader. You even though most of the people don't see where you're going, what's really the direction is, or they don't believe anymore, is, you know, you have that, not gift, but power to give them and show them, you know, the vision and to keep them moving. So I think that's one of the key traits of a leader. And I think leader is always seen in times of challenges, not in times of win. Mm-hmm.
And the very importance to be positive, not negative. It's very easy to start complaining. Right, mm-hmm. When the products mm-hmm. are not arriving, you can very easy to say, oh, I can't believe the company's late again. But instead, you're staying positive and keep showing that goal. Yeah, that's the vision. And you can even apply it to when, I think, you know, going back to the video that I don't remember, like network marketing is about leadership, is when you are a new distributor, you're the leader. Because you're selling your prospects. That's the goal. That's the vision. Even though there's so much uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Would you agree that you're really selling the dream that you haven't achieved yet?
Yeah, yeah. We're, like you said, we are really selling dreams, not products here.
Yes. Because if mm-hmm. we were selling products, none of us would be distributors. We'd just be customers.
Yeah, and you can do that, you know.
Anywhere.
There's lots of opportunities like that. Just if you just want to sell products, so, but it will not make you fortune.
Yeah. How important is consistency to success?
Oh, I think it's so vital in our business consistency because you know, there's always seasons, and not every time is Christmas season, if you know what I mean. So you just have to be consistent. And I think consistency is so important because your people will see you. Remember, not all the people that you have are there yet, are getting results. So if they see you not doing the business consistently, if they're not seeing your presence, I don't think they can make it.
Yeah.
So as a leader, it's so important if they see us because we are the leader. Imagine if, you know, if you're in a plane and, you know, the pilot, you know, announced that, guys, everything will be okay. By the way, I'm your pilot and I'm sitting in my bedroom right now. He's not even on the plane. Oh my God. So, you know, same thing in our business. So consistency, especially if you're a leader, it's really crucial in building your business because they are looking at you. So if you're not consistent, how do you expect them to be consistent in doing the, you know, especially the basic stuff, you know, talking to people, adding people, meetings, you know, selling products and all of those, you know, basic stuff. So, and showing the event. You have to be consistently in everything. You know, it's really consistency is without. I think without consistency, you cannot really make it.
Yeah. MLM Nation, before we head over to recap, just a quick reminder to download your free tool, my latest tool, the Online Recruiting Playbook. That'll give you step-by-step instructions and proven scripts that help you with your social media recruiting to get new customers and build a team. It's free. Just head over to mlnation.com/playbook. Hey, thank you so much, Jasper. You've been awesome. Mm-hmm. As we go towards the end of the show, some quick questions to pick your brain, and these can be quick one sentence. Okay.
All right.
What is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
Oh, I think I have it here. My all-time favorite is from Isaac Newton. If I have seen further, it is by standing in the shoulders of the giants.
What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
I think personal development. I make sure I grow myself every day.
When you're busy, when do you do that?
At night, when I'm in shower, when I'm driving. Anytime that, you know, that I'm not talking to people. So when I'm alone.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
You have to know your team.
What's your favorite prospecting tool that you use? So say you have a qualified prospect. Do you send them a video first? Do you meet with them first? Do you do a flip chart presentation? Do you do a Zoom? What do you like to use now?
I talk to them first and I send them a presentation. It's more easy.
What's your favorite app on your phone that's not a social media app?
Oh, my all-time favorite is Flipboard. I love it.
Mm.
It's a gold mine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What are two or three books you could recommend?
I think everybody should start, in my opinion, to start with Dale Carnegie. It's how to win friends and influence people. Because, you know, if you don't know people, you don't know business, really. It starts with that.
And here's the last question. The million-dollar question. You ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. You didn't know your wife. You didn't know your contact list was zero. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
If I have the skill already, okay. I'll go to a group or community with business people, entrepreneur. So I think they are the right prospects because they already have the right mindset. So it's easy to show them the opportunity. They're more open-minded. They are the best teams that you can have. It's the fastest way to build a dream team with that kind of people.
As we wrap up, any last words or advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you, Jasper?
I'm still on Facebook, so I have a page on Facebook. And recently, I'm about to start the TikTok because people now are into short videos. So yeah, I have a page. I have some recorded live trainings as well.
And any last words or advice?
I think everybody should know in a network marketing space that. You cannot save everybody. It's a big aha moment for me. You cannot save everybody. So you have to filter your prospects and create as soon as possible your inner circle, your leaders. And you have to spend most of your time with the right people.
ML Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today, you may hang out with Jasper Carina. So keep up the momentum and go to mlnation.com, click on the podcast tab, and the show notes are all the nuggets of wisdom that Jasper shared, including his contact links, his Facebook, his TikTok. Definitely go follow him. Everything will be listed right there. Hey, in order to be successful in life, in business, and network marketing, you must help others. So Jasper, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you, and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again, and God bless you.
Thank you, Simon. You are amazing.
Hey, ML Nation, here's my latest tool. It's free. It's going to help you out to grow a successful business online. And it's my online recruiting playbook. It has step-by-step instructions and proven scripts that help you with your social media recruiting and get new customers. With the playbook, you get specific checklists of activities that you need to do to recruit one person a week, the best places to meet good prospects for your business online, how to optimize your social media profile to attract prospects, and get over 10 proven templates that increase engagement. And the last thing, I also included a bonus section to how to overcome your fears of posting on social media. It's free. Just head over to mlnation.com/playbook. Hey, ML Nation, this is Simon Chan here. Recap from a great show from Jasper Carina. Make sure you head over to mlnation.com, click on the show, the podcast tab, and the show notes. We'll be right there, and you can follow Jasper on social media. Definitely connect with him as well. And, one of the keys, he talked about there is about leadership and vision, right? That's your leadership, the vision of where you see yourself going. Because ultimately, number one, it's a dream. We're selling dreams. You're selling the dream to yourself that your business can help you achieve the life you want. And so a lot of people who get, especially new people who get started in network marketing, they struggle because they think they're selling a product or service. Like if you're in a health company, you're not selling health. You're selling a dream, right? If you want to build a team, you're selling a dream. And if you're not, you can get customers, or you can make some money, but the big money is building that team. And why would someone join you? It's because you have a vision. You're selling that dream, and the vision of you and your team can help you take them there. That's what network marketing is. And when times are struggle, what keeps you going is that dream. A vision. And when things are going well, hey, that dream and vision gets bigger. When things are not going well, that dream and vision keeps you going, right? When people are negativity, doubt, that dream and vision keeps you going. When you have no success, like Jasper, for struggling for 3 years, that dream and vision keeps you going. And ultimately, it's that leadership. It's selling that dream, not just to your prospects, but to yourself and to your team. That's going to grow your team. So there's like three ways, right? Number one, you got to set a dream and vision to yourself, right? And so that once you're clear on that, and you may not have, well, I'm not successful yet. What's going to happen? I haven't had any make any money. What keeps you going is the beliefs, right? You got to find some way to believe in yourself. The belief can come from your past successes. Your belief comes from the industry, and you borrow that belief because obviously the industry works. You're watching this. You're listening to this. The industry works. So borrow that belief. Believe in your company, and believe in yourself too, right? I talk about belief in yourself, your past successes, believe in industry, believe in your products, but also you see, and what Jasper said that totally resonated with me. My big aha moment was that event. An event, I saw an event like these people who were, I consider way smarter, more educated, but that didn't mean anything because those people were making way more money than I was. And I said, well, if they could do it, I can do it. And that's something you gotta say. If that person could do it, I can do it. If Jasper can do it, I can do it. If Simon could do it, you could do it, right? Not going to be easy, but you can do it. And having the three beliefs, and that three beliefs will make you confident in selling that dream and vision. Sell that dream and vision to yourself. Sell that dream and vision to your prospects. Sell that to your team. That keeps you going regardless of what negativity is. And so I love that show by Jasper. Definitely connect with him. And I would let you listen to that again. Think about that. But where do you get your beliefs from? Your beliefs have to be strong. If the beliefs are not there, you're not going to make it. Always work on those beliefs in the industry, in the company, the products, and especially in yourself. And then once you have that belief, then you're selling that vision that you are ultimately we're selling dreams, right? Dreams and the vision, your vision, you're going to help people achieve that dreams. It's your vision that you're going to achieve your dream. And so how confident you are, that's going to attract people. Hey, that's what I have. Great show from Jasper. Definitely go connect with him. And if you like this, hey, you know, first of all, not the like this. These episodes take a lot of my time. Jasper got up at like 3:15 a.m. in his time in the Philippines to do this. They're not free. Take a lot of our time. I ask you right now, you're watching this and listening, please subscribe. You're watching it, subscribe on YouTube. Hey, hit us on the podcast, on iTunes, on Spotify. Subscribe. Share this with your teams. That inspires me to keep these going. And because they definitely take a lot of my time and resources to set up this interviews for you. So anyway, that's what I have. I'm Simon Chan. I'm loud and proud to be a part of this amazing profession. Now it's over to you. Take action on what you learned. Share this with someone and go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life. God bless you all.